We'll do the Maimer. This is a Melukotim Gimel. This is the third Chelik in the Amorim Melukotim. This is the second Maimer. And this is Eila Mishpotim, Ashatosim Lifneim, that the Rebbe said Motzi Shabbos Parshas Mishpotim, which was Mevorchim Achodesh Oderishin. And this was from the Rebbe's room in Tavshin Lamed Ches. And then later on, it brings down, it was printed later on during that time on other Rishin, Zayin other Rishin, Tavshin Lamed Ches is when it was published. All right, so let's do the Maimer. B'siyayte Dishmaye, Metzoy Shabbos Parshas Mishpotim, B'varch Machedesh other Rishin, B'chedrei Hei Tavshin Lamed Ches. These are the mishpatim, the statutes, the rules, the laws that you should place before them. So the Pasuk is talking about in the Pashtus that Hashem as a continuation to Matan Torah, the Eibishter says, and the following are the laws that you should put before them. The Alter Rebbe in Torah Eir is questioning the specific language. He has a question of the specific language in the Torah Eir, Resh Parsha Seinu, in the Torah Eir in the beginning of the Parsha. Because we start off, the Alter Rebbe asks, we start off with Lifneihem. These are the rules that you put before them in a plural, meaning before the Yidden. So the following first law, he starts off with Kisikna, which talks individually. You should say Kisikna. Tzorich lohovin, that we need to understand this pasuk, the language, the diuk, the lifnei mashma loshein rabbi, before them seems. We're talking here in a language of a plural, but then we start off by saying v'chisikne hu loshen yochid. Sikne is a language of a singular language. You and an individual will buy, versus talking to the community. V'havale lemeimer, he should say ki yiknu, when they will buy. When they, as a plural, when they will buy. So it seems to be, the Alter Rebbe asks in Torah Eir, the language from Lifneihem, talking about the plural, and then he switches it to Kisikna, to an individual. Gam Yadua Hadiuk, also it's known, the question, Mipnei Ma Hischil Kol HaMishpotim, Bedin Eved Ivri Davke. Why did he begin all of the laws with this particular law of an Eved Ivri specifically? Why start with this law? The Zohu Gam Kavonas HaMedrash Al HaPosik. This is also the Medrash intent, the Medrash on the Posik in Kisikna Eved Ivri. Ibn Amri, he says, Ani konisi eschem b'mitzrayim v'chulu. He says that, the Medrash says that, I bought you in Mitzrayim. So what the Medrash is trying to tell us, that when it says, here the Pasuk begins with the mitzvah of Kisiknu, is because the Eibishter is telling them that he actually acquired them in Mitzrayim, and that is Levayir Tam Hascholos Ve'ela Mishpot Bedin Eved Ivri. That's what the Medrash wants to answer. Why did all the Mishpotim, the laws, begin with the law of an Eved Ivri? Because that tells us that the Eibishter actually acquired us in Mitzrayim, and that is the first mitzvah, and that's why we are getting all the Eilam Mishpotim, because we are basically Avodim from Hashem. He took us out from the Avdus of Mitzrayim and we became His Avodim because He acquired us. This is the din of Eved Ivri when you acquire a Jewish servant, which the Yidden are Jewish servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's also many other questions that we have, specifics on this verse. As explained in the Maimorim of our Rebbes, our leaders, those who followed, filled the place of the Alter Rebbe as they added different questions. So, Ba'inyan, based. So the idea is the Hine Mashekosu ve'ela hamishpotim hu inyan kloli. This that he's saying, these are the laws. This is a general idea. It's before we start the law, he tells us something, a general idea that these are the mishpotim ashetosim lifneim. As will Rebbe will explain what the idea that he's trying to, what the pasuk is giving us over here. K'muvon gam mipirush razal, as we understand from the interpretation of our sages of blessed memory, when they say Eila hamishpotim, is talking about generally how one should learn Torah. Shekoyi al klolus inyan limud ha-toyru. This refers to the general idea how on the way to study Torah. Eila ha-mishpotim ha-shetosim lifneyem is not just these mitzvahs that follow, but all of Torah, it has to be in a way tosim lifneyem. V'zehu gamkein ma-shekosuv tosim Loshin Yochid de Koya al Moshe. And this is also the idea, it says, the Mishpotim, the statues that you place before them, can say, Eila Mishpotim Asher Yasu, or something like that. What is the meaning, Tosim, you Moshe, individually? Because the pasuk says specifically, Tosim in the Loshen Yochid, the Koyal Moshe, the Gozan Moshe. So Moshe has a central role here. The pasuk is telling us that he has to put the halachas lifneim. Why Moshe? Kinyonei shel Moshe hu inyan ha-Torah. Because Moshe's whole idea. What is Moshe about? Moshe is Torah. Ve'achakach omer lifneim. So you, Tosi, Moshe brings it to lifneim. Lifneim is Loshon Rabim, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu is Mamshich, Tosi. He brings it down lifneim to the klal, to Kolech Dech Misroel. Hainu, Shal Yodei, through Moshe Hoysa Hamshochas HaTorah, L'kol Echad V'Echad Yisrael Atzev Kol HaDodos. Through Moshe was the Torah extended to each and every one of the Jewish people, to all, the end of all generations. So this is Moshe Rabbeinu Tosim Lifneim for all Yidden. That's represented in this pasuk over there. We also find the Pasuk says that the Torah is related specifically to Moshe. It says, Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe. Not, it doesn't say Toiras Hashem. It's Toiras Moshe, because Moshe is the one that was Mamshechit. Also, add to the extent, Tinu Kamaschil Ledaber. You have a child who just starts to speak. So say that Sha'abim Malamdu Torah. His father teaches him Torah. That's the first thing he does when he starts to speak. What does he teach him? What pasuk does he teach him? Vayinu ha-pasuk. He teaches him the pasuk of Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe. So again, over here, we have the idea that Moshe is the one that is being mamshich it to the Torah comes from Moshe. So the number one general thing from the Pasuk of Eile HaMishpatim HaShatosim Lifneihem is to tell us that all the Mishpatim, all the Torah, comes through Tosim, through Moshe, and that comes Lifneihem. There's another general a lesson that we take from this Pasuk. Ukmeken yesh nohira klolis b'Pasuk zeh. There is also a general lesson, instruction in this pasuk, Gam be'oifun limud ha-Torah, also how we're supposed to learn Torah. She'tzorich liyes be'oifun misuyum davke, that it has to be in a very specific way. Kidrashas Razal, as the sages of blessed memory expounded, v'mashikosuv, the pasuk says, tosim lifnehem, place it before them, Shaharav Shalomat Hulu Choine Choizer Veshoine Hadovor Afilu Kamo Paomim. That if the Rav who learns needs to repeat and learn the same item, Afilu Kamo Paomim, even many times, Tosim Ad Sheyavinu. That he has to go ahead and repeat it even many times. So if he's the Rav Shalimet, the Rav is teaching, he has to go ahead and teach the matter many times until the students, Achi Yavinu, till the students understand Oimek Ha'alocha. They understand the halacha with the reasoning very well. That's why the Torah says it tosim lifneihem, that you have to teach them in a way that it will be very clear, the depth of the halacha. Adds to this language of what the sages say, which is the Gemara in Erevin, and in the Rambam, the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, adds even more to this in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, the end of Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Tzorich Ato Losim Lifneyem Tam Hamiyashiv Talmudom Umasima Belibo. That you have to put before them a reasoning that settles their study, and he adds also the word and it puts it in their heart. So v'yesh loymar, what is the extra settles their learning, so it should be so well understood that the study will be settled and also placed in their heart. V'yesh loymar the mashikosuv admur hazokim, what he says, shemasimoi belibom, in their heart, mefadish. So he's interpreting the words of ve'ela mishpotim asher tosim lifneihem, the asher kosuv tosim lifneihem haynu lipnei meyusam. That means lifneihem, to their inside. The zehu kishemasimay bahalev, when you put it into the heart, you take it to heart. That's which you are learning. You internalize it, and it's in your heart. That is the meaning of the pasuk tosim lifneihem, to the pnimius, into their heart. That's the additional words of mesamei belibom, in their hearts, that it should be lifneihem lipnimiusam. So zehu inyan kloli belimud ha-Torah dekol echad ve'echad miYisrael. This is a very general concept in the study of each and every individual of the Jewish people. Sha'arei limud ha-Torah hi mitzvah she-begufay. Learning Torah is a mitzvah which is upon the person. It's not a mitzvah that can be done. Somebody's going to do it. You have to do it. It's a mitzvah in your on your person. This person, each person, kol echad mekuyva. Everybody is mekuyven it. Ukomeisha kosuv, and as the pasuk says, vishinantom livanecho. So we'll see in the pasuk it says when it should be very clearly to your children, sharp. But if you're going to teach it to the children or the students sharp, you have to have it sharp too, so that you can teach it sharp. Kamesha kosuv, as the pasuk says, vishinantom livanecho. Dorshu razal, what is the language of vishinantom? They should be sharp and ready and clear in your mouth. That is similar to the idea that the locha needs to be clear and organized. As we quoted before from the Gemara, this basic idea of a clear and organized, as we said from the Gemara and from the Alter Rebbe, that in the Shulchan Aruch, that the everything should be settled with the reasoning. Talmud Masim Belibam, or the as the Alter Rebbe writes, and we learned in the Gemara, Kama Pam Machi Avinu Emek Halacha. Basically, the halachas need to be clear and organized. So that's the idea of Vishinantum Levanecho. The Zehu Chiyuv Al Kol Echad VeEchad MiYisro. So that's an obligation for each and every one of the yin, because it's not only that you have to teach it clearly, organized for your student, for your children, but also for yourself. Shari nois of Allah chiyuv dishinantum levanecho, because in addition to the obligation to vishinantom, to have it, that learning in a way of shinun, to your sons, tzorich liyis ha-shinun b'divrei Torah, it needs to be that sharpness in the words of Torah, gam b'limud ha-av ha-rav atzmei, also in the study of the father and the teacher himself, ba'ad rabbi. It's even more important, and first you have to have the Av has to have that level of shinun in order to be able to give it over. Dav ke al yidei ze shetchilo yeshnoi etzloi hashinun v'divrei Torah, specifically through the fact that first he has that sharpness in the words of Torah. Efshali is acher kach v'shinanto gam levanecha. Then later on you can teach it to your children. So this is the other general idea we learn from the Pasuk Eila Mishpotim Al Sher Tosim Lifneim. So Valpizeh, so now we understand, move on, now we understand why we write this right after Aseres HaDibris. Move on, Mashekosuv Eila Mishpotim Al Sher Tosim Lifneim, that we say the laws, we give you instructions that it should be in Mishpotim Al Sher Tosim Lifneim Miyad La'achar Parshas Matan Torah, immediately after the portion of Matan Torah. Ki beposuk zeh yeshno hiro klolis, because in this posuk there's a general instruction, be'ofen limud ha-Torah dekol echod ve'echod, how each one needs to learn individually, and as specifically in the two levels, learning by yourself and learning with the children, with the students, hein belimud im atzmai, whether it's learning with yourself, v'chein b'vishinantan levanecha kipshuta, and also when you're teaching your sons, literally your children, and also in the more general way, when we talk about ulvanecha ila talmidim, that the Rosh Chazal ala posik they translate shnat ulvanecha means teaching your students. So there is a general instruction here. Kedrosh Chazal ala posik al pi divrei Chazal hanal, based on the words of our sages that we mentioned earlier, Vishinantum Levanecha Tosim Lifneyem, and Beiker Beofen Avoidas Ha'odom Lekoinek. But mainly, besides the Heroa Klolis in the way how to learn Torah, there is a way of how a Yid serves Hashem in this Pasuk. And that's why this comes immediately after Matan Torah. So we have, with regard specifically to Torah, which is Sai individually and Sai for your children and Sai for your students, and based Rosh Chazal Hanal, which means that Shinantum Levanecha Eila Talmidim, and mainly in the word service of Avodas Ha'odom L'Koinei, how a Yid should serve Hashem. That's why this comes right at Matan Torah. Gimel. Umam Shichakos of Levair, Proti Avodo, the Posse continues to explain the specifics of the service. Ubeseder min Hakala L'Kovid, and in the order of from the light to the more to the heavy. And that's the style we have to go from step by step. The service to Hashem needs to be in a way the ma'at ma'at agorshenu. Little by little I'll chase him out, as the Pasuk says with regards to the Eretz Canaan, that the Eibishter will get rid of them little by little, not all at once. So that's the avodah in the pasuk described here, little by little, step by step, min akala lakovid, in the following psukim, how the avodah takes place. First we have vascholas avodah hi b'mashikosuv kisikne eved ivri. So first we start off with the avodah that the pasuk says when you sikna eved ivri. That's the avodah of an eved ivri. And in this, the Rebbe says, is included because the initial thought is that it may be an eved kanani. An eved ivri means a Jewish slave who is owned by a Kanani, an Eved Ivri, we're talking about a Yid that owned an Eved Kanani, and you buy the Eved Kanani. So there is a thought that there might be, the Pasuk is talking about Eved Ivri, who this Eved Ivri, either he's Ivri himself, or he's an Eved Shel Ivri, but it's a Kanani. So essentially, they're both included, even though the conclusion in Pshat is the Eved Ivri, an Eved who is an Ivri, but it also includes the fact that he's a Kanani. So, but in the Avodah, the Eved includes both services of an Eved Kanani and an Eved Ivri. The Bazeh Klulim based Bechinas Ba'avoida. Bechinas Eved Kanani. In Avoida includes both the level of an Eved Kanani, Ubechinas Eved Ivri, the level of Eved Ivri. Kemuv on Mimadi Iso B'Mechilta, as understood from this, that we find the Mechilta, Behuv of B'Pirish Rashi Allah Torah, which is also brought down in Rashi on the Torah and the Pasik. And the fact that Rashi brings it down means that this is something which is literal. The from this that Rashi brings it down, that tells us that this also is according to the literal level of the Pasuk. So when we say the Eved Ivri, Hainu Eved Shehu Ivri, the Eved Ivri means a slave who is an Ivri. Zokt Rashi, the Mechilta, Einei Elo Avdei Shel Ivri. Maybe it means a servant of an Ivri, which means Eved Kenani Shalokachtu Yisrael. We're talking about a Canaanite Eved that you purchased it, Kisigna Eved Ivri, an Eved that belonged, that was under the ownership of an Ivri, and you purchase that. So Lokachta mi Yisrael, you buy it from a Yid, Zikna Eved Ivri, a slave from a Jew, but a Canaanite, Talmud Leimer Chulu. So the passage, the Pasuk says, as the Michil says, no, that's not the Pshat over here. Da Maskone, the conclusion is, Shekoyi al Eved Shu Ivri, we're talking about an Eved who is an Ivri. But the fact alone that there is a thought to say that maybe it means an Eved Kanani, that doesn't negate it entirely in Avodah from the general idea over here to serve Hashem also with the level of an Eved Kanani. Ach mikol mokoyim yeshnoi kasalka daitoch, and yet still there is a thought. Gam bipshute shel mikra kinal, also in, as mentioned in the simple meaning of the pasuk, shu eved kanani, might mean eved kanani, utzrichim limud miyuchad, and you need a special pasuk, Talmud loymar, to teach you lishlel svarazu, to reject, negate this idea. So that means in the pasuk itself, you could still interpret that. But because we have the pasuk, ki mocher l'cho achicha ivri in devarim, so we know that it's only by achicha. So we have a special pasuk telling us. But without that special extra pasuk, eved ivri can be an eved kanani as well. Damas, the mezem move on. So, because we need a special pasuk, Talmud Loimar, therefore the pasuk teaches us this extra pasuk, ki imach lecha chicha in devarim, lishlosh svarazu, to negate this idea. The mezeh move on, sheyesh mokim loimar. So from this we understand that there is room to say, beterkos al kadaitoch, at least as they thought, the Koyel Gamal Eved Kanani, that this also refers to an Eved Kanani. When the Pasuk says, Kisikna Eved Ivri, the Eved can be Eved Kanani. So, therefore, we're saying that in Avodas Hashem, Itake first talks about, we had the Eved Kanani. And from the Eved Kanani, you come to an Eved Ivri. Ubazeh. Bebchinas Eved Kanani Utchilas HaAvodah. The starting of the service is with the Salka Daitach, is with the Eved Kanani. That's the beginning of the service. And then the person gets elevated in his service. Then you get the higher level, you become an Eved Ivri. The Ad, later on in the parsha, talks about an Omer HaYivriya, about a maidservant, a Jewish maidservant, Ad Shemagil L'Bchinas Omer HaYivriya, until you reach level Omer HaYivriya, like we said, later on we explained. So we have these different Avodas, Eved Kanani, Eved Ivri, and Omer HaYivriya. So what is this? Va'inyan hu, the idea is, kemevuer bahadrushim ba'arucha, as explained at length in the Maimorim, ubefrat, and especially bahadrush, koysev olov kved kedush, admur hatzemach tzedek ba'ira toira. The Maimer that the Tzemach Tzedek writes about in Eira Toira, he says, Shadrush Hazem Rabbeinu HaGodol Nishmos Eidin, that this Maimer from our great teacher, the Alter Rebbe, Nishmos Eidin Chulu. So he writes about that Maimer, Vuhu Drush Nichbat Me'oid, it's a very honorable Maimer. Vuhu Me'inyan Madreges Sadik V'Rosho U'Beinuni Haniskar B'Toyre, that Abba Haniskar B'Tanya, that discusses the levels of a tzaddik and a rosh and beinoni, which are mentioned in the Tanya. So what does it explain in that maimer? This is in Teres Chaim and other places over here in the Ha'ara. So the Maimorim, it explains over there the Yesh Gimul Madreges B'Nefesh Ha'odom, that there are three levels in the soul of the person. The person in his soul has three levels. He has the level of Eved Kenani, and the level of an Eved Ivri, and the level of Amo Ivriya. V'inyonam, what is these three levels? Hu Gimul HaMadreges, Nefesh Ruach U'Neshama. Those are the three levels of Nefesh Ruach U'Neshama. And over there is explained, Shehem Inyan Tzadik V'Roshu Beinoni. That's the idea of a Tzadik and a Rosha and a Beinoni. That's the Nefesh Ruach Neshama. V'Zehu Seder HaAvoido. That's the order of the Avoido. D'Tchilo Hu HaAvoido D'Bechinas Eved Kenani. First, the Avoida is in the level of an Eved Kenani. You start with the level of Nefesh. And then you move up, V'achakach Eved Ivri, then you move up to the level of Ruach, and then V'Omo Ivriya, you move up to the level of Omo Ivriya, that your service is with the part and gets higher as you continue the service. As we find in the Zohar, in the section of the Sova, the Sova of Mishpatim, in the Parsha Mishpatim there, so over there it says, the Ben Noyach Kad Isyalid Yahavin Le Nafshachulu, that a Ben Noyach, as he's born, he gets the level of Nefesh. Zocha, once he marries, Yatir, he marries more, Yavin Le Rucha Chulu, then you give him the level of Ruach. Zocha, Yatir, if he marries more, Yavin Le Nishmosu, you get the Neshama. So what that means is that Miyad Bishas HaLeido, immediately when he's born, Nimshach L'chol Echod B'chinas Nefesh, that everybody gets the level Nefesh Shebimadregois HaNeshama. In the various different steps of the Neshama, there's the Nefesh Ruach Neshama. But when you're born, you get the first, you get the level of Nefesh within the levels of Neshama. Shemitzad Bechinazu, that from that level, because of this level, Ha'avoidahi Bechinas Nefesh. The service is in the level bechinas nefesh, level of nefesh. B'achar kach, and then later on, al yidei aveidosei oile lebechinas ruach. Through his service, he goes up to the level of ruach shehi nailis yoser, which is a higher level. Ba'ad shemagia lebechinas neshama, until you reach the level of neshama. To the level of Shaulah Avoida Shemitzad Bechinas Elu, and to the services that comes from these levels. When you reach the level of Ruach, when you have the Zuchus, and you're given the level of Ruach, Avoida comes to the level that are connected, associated with Ruach. And when you get to the level of Neshama, your Avoida gets in a higher level to the Avoidas that is connected to the level of Neshama. Kimavur prota chilukim sheba avoido, the nefesh ruach neshama bekuntrus avoido, as explained the difference in the details of the avoido, nefesh ruach neshama in kuntrus avoido. Ois hei, vihine bibiur inyan evet kanani, in explaining what is the idea in Eved Kanani in the Ruchnius, in Avoida, Shakla Vetarye Bahagohis, Vehaores, Ubi Ure, Kvet Kidushas Admurat Samach Tzedek Shebeir HaTeiro. So there is a debate, there is a discussion in the notes of the Rebbe de Tzemach Tzedek in Eir HaTeiro. It discusses over there what exactly is the level in the Ruchnius, the union of an Eved. Is this Eved Kanani the level of Rosha V'Tovloi? Meaning he's in the Madrega of a Rosha, but Tovloi, or perhaps even the Eved Kanani is a Beinoni. Hanisker B'Tanya, which is mentioned in the Tanya, meaning in the great level of a Beinoni, as the Tanya describes a Beinoni. Umesayim Shom, and he concludes, the conclusion there is, Dishneim Emes, they're both true. David Kanani includes them both. Ulefize, according to this, Pchinas Eved Kanani, Koi, the level of Eved Kanani applies, Hein al Rosho, whether you're a Rosho, Vehein al Beinoni, also in a Beinoni. So this is very difficult. How do we explain a Beinoni who's supposed to be in a level that he doesn't do any sins, will never do any sins? How could we call him like an Eved Kanani, which is Behefkeder Nichalei, which doesn't really want to accept the yoke? How could we call him an Eved? And the Rebbe will explain that everybody, even the person on the lowest level inherently, Mitzad is Nefesh Halikis, is actually is also considered to be somebody who can go, who can do on the highest level, is also can be a Beinoni. So we're going to talk about that in Pnimius of every Yid, as the Rebbe will explain now. Barichas, he still could be a Beinoni, even though that externally he looks like an Eved or Befkeder Nichalei. Let's look inside. L'cheire, we need to understand this conclusion of the Tzemach Tzedek, that also a Beinoni is included in the level of an Eved Kanani. The Eich Efsher, how is it possible? Shagam Mishu Bibchinas Eved, that also one who is in the level of an Eved, we're saying Eved Kanani. The Avdo Behef Keder Nichalei, the definition of an Eved is he wants to be Behefker, ownerless, no responsibilities. So, how do we say that he doesn't want any responsibility, but he's the Chan Eved, he's working? The Rebbe explains now in the bracket that the fact that he's working is sort of forced upon him. He doesn't want, he wants Hefkeder, he wants to be ownerless, he doesn't want anybody over him. But he does it Bal Karchoi, but still, in his essence, he doesn't want it. His main wishes, his main pleasure that the Eved receives, that's in Hefker, to go after whatever his heart desires. Aye, he's an Eved, umash oisav Eved, and this that he does and he serves, hurak bal korche, it's only against him he's forced, mitzad emes hadin, he's afraid of the judgment, shelo yakehu b'shevet, he shouldn't beat him with the stick, mavur baruch ba'drushim, as explained at length in the drushim. So, we have here a person who doesn't really want to serve Hashem, he wants to go b'shirirus libo, do what he wants, and he just does it because of the fear of the master, Emes Hadin, how could we say he's a Beinoni? Yiyeh bebechinas Beinoni. How could it be on the level of a Beinoni? And when he's a Beinoni, meaning that he fulfills the Shavua, as the Rabbi Alter Rebbe begins in the Tanya, Tihi Tzadik Val Tiroshe, that part of it is not that there should be a Beinoni. Yikayim HaShavua Liyas Beinoni. And that way he will fulfill the Shavua, the oath that to be a Beinoni. Sha'arei, because when we talk about Beinoni, and trying to stick it together in the level of an Eved Kanani, the Eved Kanani wants to go b'shirus libui. And what is the Beinoni? Sha'arei Beinoni le'ovar aveda miyomov. He has never transgressed a sin, v'lo yaver le'olam, and he will never transgress in the future, k'mevur b'tanya. As explained by Tanya, so that's very high level. Ukiyudua pisgam chasidim horishonim, as known the expression of the earlier chasidim, the halavai benri, is a wish we could be a ben. Achoinyan hu, but the idea is shali yes benri hu biyicholti shekol echad vechad. That everybody can taka be a benini, even one of the zaneved, oil b'shirur shlibui. This is in the capabilities, in the abilities, yecholte shekol echad v'echad for each and every one. Koilul zedi b'efkeir nichle, which would include even the person who wants hefker, that is good for him. He too can be a benini. K'muvan mizeh, we understand this also, shebehashar, the Sefer Shel Beinonim, in the gate page of the Tanya, the Sefer Shel Beinonim, in the first page, Shinyone Teichen HaSefer, the first page describes what the content of the Sefer, what the Tanya is, Koisef Kveit Kedushas Admor Azok, and the Alter Rebbe writes, and the Rebbe says the Sharblat, the opening page was also written by the Alter Rebbe. As it's known, that also the gate page, that first page, was written by the Alter Rebbe. So he writes over there, the korev elecho hadovor me'oid korev, that it's very close, me'oid, very close. The matter of the Tanya being a Beinoni is something which is very close. Bificho bilvav chalaso yisoy, in both your mouth and your heart to do it. So we're saying right from the beginning that this is something which is kodesh. Ubifnim hatanya koisev oid, and inside of the Tanya, the Alter Rebbe writes further, the midas habeinoni hi midas kolodom. The measure to be a Beinoni is the measure of every person. Kol Odom. Every person has the ability to be a Beinoni. So we see very clearly that this is Shaykhis to be a Beinoni for everyone. And we use the word Midas because to say this is the Mida, the measure, meaning even when we're talking with somebody who's measured and limited, still can reach to be a Beinoni. V'hainu, the gam mitzad medido v'hagbola, even from the perspective of the measure and limitation. The inyan hamida, mida shaykh loimar rak sheyesh negeder mida v'hagbola. Because b'chlal, when you say a measure, the measure of, we have to talk about if there is a measure of midah v'agbola. And we're saying that even when we talk about midas habeinoni, there is the midas kolodom, even the measured by kolodom, and there is midah v'agbola, still it can be habeinoni. Hine b'chines habeinoni, hi l'fe'erech u'midas kolodom. To be habeinoni is relative, is comparable, and could be the measure of kolodom, every person. How so? Because let it be whoever Yisro, the Jewish people. Kol Odom, who bechlal atem kruim Odom. He is included in the Jewish people, which are called Odom. Al Shem Adam Elyon, because of the meaning of Odom, that comparable to the one above. So every Yid is called Odom. When we say Atem Kruim Odom, we're not saying a tzaddik is called an Odom, but everybody, every Jewish person is called an Odom. And an Odom means that he's compared to Elyon. So V'yiseirim Mizu, and even more than this, K'moy Shemamshich B'Tanya Shom, the Alter Rebbe continues in the Tanya, De've'achareho kol Odom Yimshech. After this level of Beinoni, everybody should go, follow, pull, direction in that direction. What does it mean, achareho kol Odom Yimshech? Both that a person should, and a person is, will, a person yimshech or will. Basically, a person should want to go after that, but yimshech also meaning that he will eventually follow that. As the same two taichin Rebbe brings down in the bracket, now, the bazeh betevis yimshech. In these words, that kolodom yimshech, the word yimshech, is beis pirushim, has two interpretations. Kimoi biva hafto, just like we say biva hafto, we say you should love, and also you will love. It's a tzivui, and also v'haftochalosin, it's a promise for the future. Tama dover hu, what is the reason for this? Ki av zeh, for also a person, such. Also such, the Bevkeda Nichle, he wants Hefker, Kenal, as mentioned before, Zehu Rak Bichitzoynis, this is only in the external. Avol Pnimi Yusei, but the inside, which is Midas Kol Odom, that's the measure of every person. Vachareo Kol Ech Odom Yimshech, and afterwards everybody should pull, will go, who? Mashahu chelak eloka mimal mamesh, is that he is a part of Hashem above, actually a part of Hashem. Okipsag din Harambam hayidua, as the ruling of the Rambam, the known ruling of the Rambam, dikeshe akoyfin oisoy, that when you force a person to do it, give a get or whatever he has to do. And what does it mean to force him? Kilei nicha binyanachar, like an eved. We're talking about even, we're explaining that even an eved who doesn't want to do it, he forced of him. And we force him, and he says, Reitzani, I want. Paskas the Rambam, harizer, Reitzani ha'amiti. That becomes his true rots. That is really what he wants. Because the other way around, this that he wants hefker, he doesn't want to follow, wants to be b'shirus libay, ownerless, is dos nit er, that's not him, kim yitzre onse, that is his being forced by his yetzer. But when he says, I want to do, that is really, we say, that is really him. That's really what he wants to do. That's why it's a kosher get, which has to be l'ritzoyne, because we say this is ritzoyne ha'amiti. It's farker that he says that I don't want to give, and we have to force him to give. That not wanting is yitzreyonsa. So, bepnimius, we have this connection, the chelik el kamil ma'al mamesh. And therefore, ubevadai tovoi hapnimis shaloi bepoyel, and for sure, that pnimis of the inside will come into actuality. Kinal, as said earlier, the yimshech uloshen osid vavtocha, the yimshech is also a language of the future and a promise. It'll come down b'ficha b'lavcha l'asoy soy in your mouth and your heart to do it b'machshov v'dibru ma'ise in thought, speech, and action, basically in mouth, picho, that's dibur, and levavcho, that's machshove, and laso yisei maise, koilil kiyum hashvua, which would also eventually fulfill that oath that he was given at the time that he was born, the mashbi inoisei, that they administer a shvua to him, at least don't be a Rosho. What does it mean? The Alter Rebbe explained the Tanya. When we say Tihit Sadik, why do we say again Alti Rosho? At least don't be a Rosho Kim Beinoni. So be a Beinoni. So there is a Shavua to be a Beinoni. So eventually he will be a Beinoni. Kibetanya. The Vizehu Gamkein Hapirush Vacharo Kol Odom Yimshech. After it, every person is drawn sha odom mitzad nishmosei nimshach li is benoni. Acharekon nimshach means that he draws after that because from the perspective of the soul he extends to be a benoni. Vos dos, that fact that he has that inside in him mitzad nishmosei, which pulls him from any sort of standing and situation where he's standing in Avodah, even if he's Bafkeder Nichalei, it pulls him to become a Ben. Now, a person done Avodah and everything else, even if he's done Avodah, for sure he'll do Teshuvah. If he needs to do tshuva, so if he lasts his tshuva, at the end he'll do tshuva. Okay, ha haf tocha, like we have a promise, ki lo yidach mimenu nidach. Nobody will be forsaken or pushed away, because eventually everybody will do tshuva. Because of achreo yimshu, because of the neshama, because of that pnimius, which is always drawn after Hashem. Va'adrabe, not only will he just do teshuva, which means he will not violate the Rotzen Hashem anymore, but adrabe de'atshuva yovei ledarga nailis yoser, he will reach even a higher level. K'maymer, as the saying is, b'mokim shabali teshuva imdimeim tzadikim kemurim yecheilim lamed bay. In the place of Baal Tshuva, where they stand, even complete tzaddikim can't stand there, which means that through the Tshuva, he reached in a higher level. So not only eventually will he do Tshuva, will pull him out from where he is in the Hefkeda, but he'll actually reach to a higher level, which is even higher than a place that tzaddikim can reach. Ba'ad asher mitzad apnim ishulei, to the extent that from the perspective of the person's inside, he neitomid korev hulosa, he's always close to there. Shayi yam bificho bilvav chalas soy soy, that it should be in your mouth and your heart to do it. He's always, for because of that inside, he's it's always close to b'machshava dibru ma'isa kebenini, in machshava dibru ma'isa kebenini. Is Tomit Korvuze Meyoit? Korv Elecha Dover Meyoit? This Beficha Vavchala Soysoy at any time. That's why the Evet Kanani can be also called, even though Befkede Nichele can be called a Benini. Babize Yuvan Gam Binidun Ze. We also understand based on this explanation in our case. Even though an Eved Kanani is comfortable, what he wants is Hefker, Mikol Mokoyim, Madregas, Hi Bechinas HaBeinani, his level is the level of the Beinani. Ki Soif Soif, because at the end, Bevada Yoyme Reitzani, he will for sure say, I want. The pnimis will come out, mitzad pnimis shaloi, because of his inner, kilo yidachulup, will not be pushed away, it'll always come out. And that's why even he's an Eved Kenani, he's still level, he can be called a Beinoni. Now, Rebbe explains in Nois Vov how one can come to be in the level of Eved Kenani, of Hefkeder Nichalei, that comes because of the descent into this world. But v'hinei, zev shev shed liyiskas al kadaitoch b'Torah. The fact that the Torah can have this possibility to interpret. The oy einoy ela avdi shel ivri. That the pshat of kisikne eved ivri, maybe it means the servant of a Jewish man, but the servant himself is a Kenani. So how could we even say that out that a person should be an Eved Kenani? Abul hu atzmei Eved Kenani is only an Avdi Shel Ivri, but he himself is an Eved Kenani. And this is that they were saying the Madrega of this year is an Eved Kenani. Behainu shetia dargas avoidum. So that the level of this service should be b'chinas Eved Kenani, the Bevkir and Nichele should be the level of an Eved Kenani that wants Hefkir. Urak mitzad Yeridus aneshomo lemato. That is only because of the descent of the soul below. Sheyordo meigro Romo. It went down from a high step, lebira mikto, to a deep pit, from a very high place to a very low place. That's why there can be the idea that even we should say that he's only an Eved Shalivri, but he's a Kenan. The Rebbe explains now that even at the time that he's an Eved Kenani, but he's still an Avdi Shalivri, we're not saying that. The Gam Oz, even then, Ein Kosal Kadai, there's not even a thought that he's just a regular. We're not saying the pasuk is Eved Ivri, so we know it's still in Avoida, we're still an Eved of an Ivri. It's not Eved Kanani Legamri Chaz B'Sholom, there should be a total Eved Kanani. Avdei Shel Ivri, he's a slave, he's Taka Kanani, Avdei Kanani, but he's an Ivri. The master is an Ivri. That on him there is the influence, and the master is the Ivri. Even while he's a Kenani, and every Kenani is still dominated, he's still under the Adnus and the influence of the Ivri. For even one who is at a very low level, by Yidden, b'chinas Eved Kenani mitzad Yidid san neshama lamata, that he is like an Eved Kenani because of the descent of the neshama below. Mikol mokoy men yet le'yosei ben le'Avram Avinu, since he is a son of Avram Avinu, the echad hoyo Avram. Avraham was one unique Avram ha'ivri. He was the Ivri, so he's an Avdei Shel Ivri, which means he's still Avram's son, which was called the Ivri. So therefore, even though while he's Hefker Nichle, his master is the Ivri, he has Yeshle B'Yerusha, he has an inheritance because of his father, because of Avram. The child inherits the father. He has the Yerusha Abba Yiram Suteres, the love and the fear which is hidden in every soul, in every Jew, Kibavur, Baruch HaBetanya, as explained at length in the Tanya, She'ava V'yira Zu, that level of love and fear that is hidden from Avram Avinu, Poyeles Eitzel Kolach Dvechot, this influences, this works. It impacts by everyone. Gam im nid meloy di behefkeder nichalei. Even if he imagines that he would rather be hefker, sheritzoy nehu binyonim achedim, that he wants other matters. That's what it appears to him, that he's not interested. He wants other things. His desires can be in such matters that are opposite of what is acceptable, God forbid. Azermus ton, he still has that influence, that ivri, Azermus ton vid Eibrishter vil, that he must do the way Hashem wants. It's impossible for him to be a total Kanani, a total Eved Kanani. Ki'im Eved Kanani shel Ivri. He's stuck on Eved Kanani, but still he's of an Ivri. Shebegolu yibchinas Eved Kanani, that which means that openly he is an Eved Kanani. But you can find by him in a hidden way that hidden love which is inherited from Avram HaIvri. So he is still Eved Kenani Evshel Ivri. This Ivri is still impacted. So how does this all become for a person to even become an Eved? What is the intent of this descent, sheyesh neikosal kadai toch b'teira, that even there should be a thought in Torah to the level of this b'teira do'oy eino el avdi shalivri? Maybe it means a servant, an Eved Kanani of a Jewish master. So even such a thought to be an Eved Kanani who is belongs to an ivri. That's only in order shal yidei avidosei betalmud loymar. So the chilta continues. That's why the pasuk says limud hatoira ba'oifun sheyilmed mimenu ma'urotzen hatoira. So therefore, talmud loymar, we have to learn and we have to reach the level. So you're learning. What does the Torah want from you? Is not to be even the Eved Shel Ivri, but we're talking about an Eved Ivri. So from this we will learn, he will see immediately, and he will reveal the truth, as the Michilta says, Avkan Eved Shel Ivri, that here too, it's not Avdoi Shel Ivri, but because we learned from the Pasuk, the Michilta says, so over here too, it means the Eved himself is an Ivri. So he reaches that level, Talmud Lomar. V'shehu ba'atzmehu Ivri, that he himself is an Ivri. V'lo yishu k'nani v'yesh olov rak adnus Ivri. It's not that he is a k'nani and he only has the master of an Ivri, but he's an Ivri himself. V'haynu, what does it mean that an Ivri? That where is his place and where is his level? Who bevchinas Eber Hanor is on the other side of the river. That's why it's called Avram HaIvri, because he came from the other side of the river. Vegam kide is sabemeder. So, meaning on the higher level, the Nohor level of in the whatever the higher level. That's where he realized that he is an Ivri. And also, as the Medrash says, the Masha Avraham Nikro Avram Ho Ivri, that why is Avram called Avram Ho Ivri? Who else shame? Shekol Ha'ilom Kuloi Me'ever Echot V'hu Me'ever Echot. The whole world is on one side, he's on the other side. It's called Ivri. On the other side of the whole world, he is unique in his soul. So he realizes that he is different, that he is Ivri. V'chein poil b'avidosei, and so he impacts his service, li is Eved Ivri, that he should be an Eved on Ivri, as er stelt sich an kegun der ganzer Welt. He stands up against the whole world. But the Welt, helle, maschil mehelle vehester, starting with your own world, with your own oilom, with your own helam vehester. Mas, the maschem helam vehester oilom meloshen helam. were the Lushman Nafsha Bahamis Kola Eilom Eiver Echot. You go against the Eiver, against your, on the other side, the Helom Hester of Eilom Nafsha Bahamis. And he turns it around. He goes and he's elevated from step to step. From the level of Eved Kanani that you've taken from a Yid that Kosalka Daitoch Avdei Shel Ivri, Libchinas Eved Shu Ivri, you reach the level that Eved you're an Ivri. And then later on, the Bchinas Omo Hivriya to the level of Omo Hivriya. To the extent that he impacts with his service, that as it goes into the parsha from one level from the Eved Ivri to the level of Omo Hivriya, in which the pasuk says Libnoyodeno, so he takes the level of Omo, who becomes married to his son, or to given subject to his son Yodeno, as explained at length in this honorable maimer to our great Rebbe Nishmos Inanal, as the Rebbe brought down earlier. This is what we talk about in a general, that there's what's the avodah of Eved Kanani and the avodah of Eved Ivri, but this is really also in a daily life in the avodah of a person. This general idea exists by the service of each one every day. The idea is the bechin as Eved Kanani, the level of Eved Kanani who kasher Yisroel. That when, what is the level of the Kanani? Is kasher Yisroel heim bechin as he slapshus binyon ha'olam, when the Yidden dress up themselves in worldly matter, bechdei levarer oisam, in order to sort them out. And you dress up, that's called the Eved Kanani. As the pasuk says, you'll do, you have to do all your work, and Eved does work. That you have to do work in the matters of this physical world, and also in the materialism of the world, in order to turn around to Kedusha. So because of dressing up in this worldly matter, so you have to dress up to be mevarer, and you go doing a system lachtechon in the gashmi and materialism of this world. So they habirur, through the sorting out, efsher sheyizdabik b'hamevarer, so it's possible that the one who is sorting out, it should attach to him in yambiltirotzei, something undesirable medover hamizbarer, from the item that is being sorted out, the one that's being mizbarer. It is a betanya, like we find the tanya. So through that, efshar sheyeh nira betchilas avodah, it's possible that it should appear in the beginning of the service, kibichinas Eved Kanani, as the level of an Eved Kanani. Amnom, however, yiridazu yilitzoyrech aliyah, this descent in the dvorim gashmi uchubrim is for the purpose of an elevation. V'lochein hilarega b'levad, that's why it's just for a short instant, temporarily. U'miyad lacharizeh, and shortly, immediately afterwards, he has cholos ha'aliyah, then it starts the elevation. They say to Mizu, so not only doesn't it last, but it actually brings to higher madrege. He now yidei hayirida nas aliyah b'yaser sois v'yaser ois, through this descent becomes an elevation with more force and more strength. Al derech hamavur b'tanya, similar to what it's explained in Tanya, b'negei le'inyan hamivalvel es ha'odam b'tfilosei, with regards to the subject of a perhaps there is something, there is something that is interfering the person in his davening. So, shemehabilbul atzmei, that from this distraction, tzorichlis oirer, that itself should awaken, arouse you, lispalil, yoser bekavonim, whom could live to daven even more. It turns out that the distraction, not only does it not succeed to distract you, but actually it makes even higher. How so? Because a person, the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya v'hu, she's boinen, that when he reflects, shemekivan shakodesh baruch hu ha-mechaya, hu ha-mechaya sa-inyan ha-mevavli, since it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that vitalizes that matter that is interrupting, that is distracting him, hine bevadai shezeh. So for sure, this sheheru loy milmaila bilbulzeh, the fact that they show him from above, this distraction, this bilbul v'habilbul nimtzobatecha da'alad amas sheloy, and this distraction is within his da'alad amas, he's davening, and there's something distracting him. Ba'achegam evalvul abit filosei, so it's by him, it's distracting, it's confusing his davening. Uloy mipnei shu'inyin bifnei asmeh chad shalom, it's not because this is a matter by itself that has some strength to be distracting. Kimrak, that's only for a purpose, bichdei, sha'odom al yidei avedosei, that the person through his service, yasem ha'bilbul matam im rabim, should make from this distraction, this confusion, he should make matamim, asei li matamim. It doesn't say when Yaakov asked matamim, he says a plural, so this represents the two avoida, an avoida which comes from his hapcha, from the confusion to come to even greater level, have a stronger davening. Matamim trila al yidei avoida shebuchinas iskafia, you start by first forcing yourself, not paying attention to the distraction, klolus avoidas habeinonim, which is generally the beinoni, first force himself, even though he still has the distraction, he has the yitzhara, but you don't listen, you force yourself to do what you need to do. Achi yagia gam libchinas is habcha, until he can also reach the level of turning around, which is klolus. In general, that's avoidas hatzadikim, the service of tzadikim gavur betan. So similar is from this subject, this idea that he descended down into this world is for the purpose of an elevation. That it is from this descent itself. He needs to arouse, awaken up. Yes, or says with more force. Lave David say to do his service with Kenas Evet Kanani. Eved Ivri v'Omay V'riyot, the steps of the Eved Kanani, Eved Ivri v'Omay V'riyot. Achi Yagia Liyes Loi, until he will reach that there will be to him, Oy Livno Yodanu, by the Omay V'riyot, that it will designate him for his son, that connection. V'ad V'yot Sochinom in Kosovo, till the Pasuk continued, there goes out free in Kosovo, as explained in the Maimer Shekol Zeh, all these details are generally, this is the service of subduing and things, turning things around that is mentioned earlier. Kimavur Barucha Bedrushanal has explained at length in the above maimer. By day, Avoidah Hanal Deshe Shonim Yavid. Through this above service of 6 years, he should serve. The Pasuk says, Zikna Avidiv Deshe Shonim Yavid. The service represents the general service of a person to his koine, to Hashem. Then you reach that on the 7th year you go out to free chinom. For free you go out free. That goes on the most elevated wholesomeness, Shati Elosid Lovey, that will be in the future to come. Yom Shekuli Shabbos Menucha L'Chayei Olamim, a day which is entirely Shabbos Menucha for eternal life. Shoz Yegilu Elikus L'Mato. Then there will be the revelation of godliness below. Dira Lo Yizbara B'Tachtonim. There will be a dwelling place to Hashem blessed in Tachtonim. That's going to be Loshed Lovei. So after the Sheish Shonim, you merit to Bashvi the Chaya Elam Haba, in which will be the Gil Lekus L'mato. Omein Gilu Zen, of that revelation, Meir Gamato B'Shabbos, shines also now during Shabbos, U'Befrat B'Azman D'Raived D'Chol Raivin, especially during the time of Raived D'Chol Radrotzin, of all Ritzonis, which is during the third meal of Shabbos. Yes. Yes, the kashazim inyan hamishka. We can tie this to the idea of the Mishkan Amavu erbe parshas Truma, which is explained in the portions of Truma. So from this you can see that the Maimer was said the Motzi Shabbos. This was a Mishpoti Maimer, but the Rebbe said this was already Motzi Shabbos. So therefore. So that's the Rebbe is also connecting this to the Parshas Truma, which follows the Parshas Shavua Bo Shekori B'Shabbes B'Zman HaMincha. That's the portion of the week to come in which we read on Shabbos during Mincha. Also, Kvar Hascholos Hashayichus L'Motzei Shabbos, because the time of Raivet, the Raivet time of Mincha, that is already connected to Motzei Shabbos. So we read the Parshas Truma. Sheinyonehu, so what's the idea of the Mishkan? Li is al yodei, through the Mishkan there should be v'shochanti b'soicham, I will dwell amongst you. Uv'iker hoyso hashro, so mainly this resting, this hashro was al yidei ha'oro, and was through the orin. Shalochein higdim tzivu asiyas orin l'chol shar in yonei ha'mishkan. That's why the pasuk introduces first the way to make the Orem before on the, all the matters of the Mishkan, because that's where the Hashra is. Kipnim is v'tachlis kavonas kol ha-Mishkan, because the inner and the goal, the purpose of the intent of the whole Mishkan, ho-yo ha-Shiros ha-Shechina she-Ba-Orem. That was the resting of the Shechina and the Orem. Kivur b'rucha b'ramban ala Torah, as explained at length in Ramban on the Torah. This is similar to the interpretation of the Medrash Shehu Valil that was brought down earlier. The Ma'ase Hischil ve'Eila Hamishpotim b'Din Eved Ivri Davki. Why did we start with Eila Mishpotim? That begins with the law of an Eved Ivri Davki who kibe mitzvah zu, because in this mitzvah merumezes hanekuda pnimis. That gives us the inner point. We start with this because this represents and this hints to the inner point what we're serving. What is the avodah? That we are an eved. That we were created to serve our master. As the Medrash says there, explains there, I have acquired you in Mitzrayim. And the Eved that took us, I took us. He owned us now. We're his avodim. And also similar to this is in the actual service of Magdim Tchilo Tachlis Avodah. That's why first in the Pasuk talks about just like the first halacha talks about the Eved Kanani. But also when the person's service to Hashem, so first we start off the goal of the avodah. Shehi hamshochas hashchina de'orim. What we're serving Hashem is we want to bring down the shchina through the orim. That's why, just like Parshas Mishpatim begins with the eved, this begins with the orim. Sha'al yodei nimshach lasis lois baradirim b'tachtoini, because through the Orin, this brings down the Dira B'tachton. Dal Yidei Shetchilohu V'Shachanti B'Soichem B'Soich Kolachot V'Echot. Through this, that in the beginning, the Eibishter rests B'Soichem as in כל אחד ואחד. הנה אחר כך נמשך לי יש, so then it extends to be, ושכנתי בסויכם כפשוטי, literally, resting amongst you, במשכן ובבייס המקדוש, in the Mishkan, the base המקדוש, בעד לכל העולם כולו, until resting in all of the world. וזה יהיה בשלמוס בשביס, that will be ובשביס, באלף השבי, in the 7,000 year. So, what is the work to bring about, to impact, to bring down the Shekhinah? He has seen that is to make the order, which is the Torah. Through this, the Torah extends later on also in the world. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah er, because the Torah that illuminates and brings the Shekhinah down. Light, mitzvah is the lamp, and Torah is the light. Torah meira, the Torah shines. Umare darkei shel kol echad ve'echad miYisrael. It shows the path, the direction for every one and one of the Jewish people. Adas es amaisa asher yasun, so that they know what they need to do, the action that they need to do. Ve'el asher loisas, and then those that they should not do. So going through the parsha, so you start off with the Orin, but first you start the Shechina to bring down Bezov v'kesef u'nechoshes v'gomer shel ha'mishkan. You start off with this gold, silver, and copper, the Mishkan v'mishkan u'migdosh, and then from the Mishkan and the Migdosh in the Eire Yeitzel la'olam. So then the light goes out to the world, to the extent that the world gets filled up from this light in an open way. Like we say, that in the future, Yerushalayim will expand into all of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael in the future will expand into all lands, the geula hamitis vashlema, in the true and complete redemption. The geula zu tluya, this redemption hinges in our actions and our service, bahashita alfishnida abe alma, in the 6,000 years that the world exists, ubefrat behavida shabizman hagolus, and especially in the work that we do at the time of Golus, within the 6,000 years that the world exists, especially the work that we do during the Golus time, ubimyuchad, especially ba'avodah shebisiyum, especially in the work which is in the conclusion and the choisim and the end, zman ha'golus, in the time of Golus, be'ikfus and the Mashiach. Va'koyle l'chacharachitum, everything goes after the end. Sha'al yidei zeh, through the work that we do, mevim ha'geula, we bring the redemption. Sha'oz yibona beis ha'migdash b'mekoymei, then the beis ha'migdash will be in the place b'golu kipshut erumam shechdi shechina, literally, openly and literally. Ube'ilu sheyib b'beis ha'migdash ha'shlishi, and with the advantage that will be in this third beis ha'migdash, the migdash adnai koinu yidecha, that the migdash Hashem, Hashem's handmaid, which is in a higher level than even the first and the second Beis Hamikdash, even greater than the advantage that was in the Mishkan, notwithstanding the fact that Mishkan itself was done by the hands of Moshe, and Moshe's actions are eternal, as we find in the Gemara. And that's why the Mishkan is eternal as well, because it's made by Moshe Mekom Mokoyim. But yet we're getting to a higher level. Through the work of the Yidden in the time of exile. So then in the third Beis Hamikdash it will be an advantage which is even higher than the advantage of the Mishkan. This is similar to the advantage that Mashiach has over Moshe Rabbeinu. The third Beis Hamikdash will have even over the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built. Then there will be the advantage of the service of tshuva. That from the obscurity and the block of the world itself, we make for Hashem a dwelling place in the low world. As it's known, in Yonesh HaMashiach, that Mashiach's matter is Huinyan HaTshuva, is the idea of Tshuva Kamaymer, Mashiach Osin La'atzovet Tzadikayu B'tiyufta. Mashiach will bring the Tzadikim to do Teshuva, so you see that the advantage of Tshuva will come about with Mashiach. V'yeitzer choytzer migezer yishoy, so a sprouting from the stem of Yishai, v'neitzer mishorosh of Yifrach, and of his roots, they will sign the blossom, a sprouting, atchul molohorets deyes havaya, to the extent that the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem, kemayim layom echasim, like water covers the sea, begula mitis vashlema, and the true and complete redemption. Ba'idei havoida hanal, and through the above service, hine memarim, we hasten, mezarzim, make it quick, umachishim eid yoser, make it even quicker, as biyosa the coming, shabo behegde machi godl, it comes very soon, as the yomeinu mamish, in our days, actually matam asar tfachim, below 10 tfachim, the yiyah nire begolui, and we will see openly, the behol chu goyim loirich, that the nation will go to your light, behoyim malachim emnayich, the Sodoseim and Ikesayich, they will be raising you, the kings will be raising the Sodoseim and their princesses, they will be in Ikesayich, they're nursing you. So should be to us yet while in the last days of Golus. Although we're still the servants of Achashverosh, Mikomokoim, Gam oz nofel pachad ha'yud malayim. Already then, in the time of Achashverosh, the fear of the Yidden fell on them. Ba'ad asher Achashverosh atzmei, until the level that Achashverosh himself betzich, he's begging, umgit, and gives his beis Haman le'Esther Amalka, Haman's house to Esther, to Queen Esther. Zeu achon ha'kareva, this is a very close preparation, l'kiyum ha'yud, to fulfill the promise, the oz epech al amim sofa brura v'goymer. Then I will turn to the nations a very clear language, in the coming true redemption, complete redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu.